at townhall.com.
Good morning. I-95 South near the airport. There's been a crash at Pecan Park Road. It's on the right emergency lane right now. We are watching the traffic cams. We don't see much backup there right now. I-10 East beginning at Lane Avenue. There's a broken down car causing delays. You head toward downtown. And if you are at Butler Boulevard near San Pablo, heavy traffic there. There's a strong chance of rain this afternoon, high 89. More rain possible tonight with a low of 75. Right now, 77 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Politico.com reports that there may be a split between Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats on impeachment. The feds are hinting that if the economy slows down, an interest rate cut could be on the table. And President Trump to announce his 2020 re-election bid in Orlando on June the 18th.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, another fast week. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's always great to have you here. We make your morning drive just a little bit, actually not a little bit, a lot much quicker and a little bit more entertaining as we do all this all the way to 9 a.m. I'm your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB. Let's get to some big national issues. Roger, the economy is doing well, but according to some of those on the left, there's uncertainty out there, and there probably is with the tariff conversation and what's been taking place. The Federal Reserve is hinting that, hey, listen, if the economy slows down a little bit, that we may be on board for an interest rate cut. Not a hike, but a cut. But MSNBC Stephanie Rui says that, well, whether or not they have a cut in the economy, the Dems have their own plan when it comes to economic uncertainty out there.
Inequality, we talk all about it in the abstract, but it has now become a key issue in the 2020 election. Candidates rolling out official economic policy plans to address it. The most prominent from what's interesting to me, economic populism is what President Trump ran on. It's how he rallied people. It's also what Bernie Sanders does. Yesterday, he confronted Walmart leadership. He went to their shareholder meeting. Specifically talking about income inequality and how their own employees are being abused.
So it's interesting. So instead of trying to, I mean, if you want to have an argument against the Trump tax cuts, by the way, which they say hasn't worked, of course, we've, you know, exposed that myth. It has worked. The deregulation has worked. They're saying that maybe this is more of an economic populism that has done well for those like Bernie Sanders and Trump in 2016, that the only way that they can counteract the way the economy is going is to promote, hey, there's still a lot of income inequality out there.
The capitalism versus socialism argument is everywhere. Now, across the board, people will tell you, and I'm talking business leaders, saying capitalism in 2019 doesn't work for everyone. It needs adjustment. But the socialism argument is a gift for Republicans. They want to say that all day long because you have huge people around the country going, no. Socialism isn't the answer. When Elizabeth Warren puts forward an idea of a wealth tax for the super rich, does that bring people together or is it a gift for Republicans?
I don't know if it really brings people together, but Elizabeth Warren, again, says, hey, I've got the solution when it comes to Medicare for all like Bernie Sanders. When it comes to the issue of even education, folks, I thought I heard it all. No, there's now a new wealth tax she wants to impose.
What I've got is a 2-cent wealth tax on the biggest fortunes in this country, the top 0.1%. Anybody who's already made $50 million, the 50 millionth and first dollar, we're going to do a 2-cent tax. They pitch in that 2 cents and 2 cents on every dollar after that. That'll give us enough money to do universal child care for every baby age 0 to 5. Universal pre-K for every 3-year-old.
Where do these people come up with these type of numbers and these repackage of plans? Remember Bernie Sanders?
American people have got to conclude whether we think it is appropriate and what America is about to have three families owning more wealth than the bottom half of the American society, 160 million people. Whether it's appropriate for the top 1% to own more wealth than the bottom 92%.
And there's all this income inequality out there, but according to author of the book, The Upside of Inequality, Edward Conrad says, guess what? Income inequality actually can be a good thing.
What are the upsides
of income inequality.
Oh, America has middle-class incomes, which are 15 to 30% higher than the rest of the world. We would be even higher. The world would be even poorer without the outsized contribution of American-made innovation. By some measures, America produces seven times more innovation than the rest of the world. And we know why it does that. It gets exposure to cutting-edge ideas at companies like Google and Microsoft, and that increases the payoffs for risk-taking. And so what we find is that Americans take, they work longer hours, they get better training, they take more entrepreneurial.
And that's the way to go. Income inequality is not a bad thing because, I mean, Roger, what if everybody got paid the same at the radio station or at Walmart or whatever? Then what's the point of trying to earn more money or trying to do a better job?
There are those who would probably give still 100% as unto the Lord, but you probably have a lot of lazy people out there who figure, why should I work any harder than anybody else if we're all going to make the same regardless?
Yeah. And by the way, do you know how to make more money at Walmart? Ed, you know, I asked this question the other day. Hey, Ed, I don't want to leave. I've been working there for so many years. I'm not making $15 an hour. I can't move up. Can't get any more raises. So somebody emailed me. Get a part-time job. That's the answer. And there's nothing wrong with getting a part-time job. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, according to Political.com, there may be a split between Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler on the issue of impeaching President Trump.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she'd like to see President Trump in prison. According to Politico, she said it during a closed-door meeting when Pelosi clashed with Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler on the issue of impeachment. At least 59 House Democrats are publicly in support of impeachment. Pelosi favors trying to defeat the president at the ballot box and suggests he can be prosecuted after he leaves office. Now there are constant questions about whether there's a split between Pelosi and Nadler.
Sources familiar with her thinking say Pelosi is worried Democrats could be seen as overreaching, leading to President Trump being reelected and Democrats losing the House. A Pelosi spokeswoman insists all options remain on the table.
Of course, but then again, we keep asking a question. If you feel this president is such a threat to the Constitution, if Mueller really threw a Jedi mind trick, because, you know, remember Mueller, there was no collusion out there, but there were other areas that the president possibly, I'm telling you, Congress, I'm not saying this, he could be impeached upon. But then again, I keep asking the question, according to DOJ guidelines, if you can't indict a sitting president, then what's the point of an investigation? President Trump, when asked about all this, well, again, he was unscripted about Nancy Pelosi.
I actually don't think she's a talented person. I've tried to be nice to her because I would have liked to have gotten some deals done. She's incapable of doing deals. She's a nasty, vindictive, horrible person. But Nancy Pelosi, I call her Nervous Nancy. Nancy Pelosi doesn't talk about it. Nancy Pelosi's a disaster, okay? She's a disaster. And let her do what she wants. You know what? I think they're in big trouble.
Is there really a split? Jerry Nadler was on CNN and says, hey, when it still comes to impeachment, guess what? We still may be coming to the issue of impeachment.
As I said, we are launching an inquiry now, and whether we'll launch an impeachment inquiry, it may come to that.
I don't think. I don't know. If they're going to do it, when would you do it? Roger, if you could sit back and look at your crystal ball, Paul, would you think they would do it this year? Or do you think they would do it coming up next year?
You know what? It's difficult to gauge, but obviously I think Nancy Pelosi is smart enough to realize that if they go down the impeachment path, all that is going to do is help President Trump. There are not the votes in the U.S. Senate to convict on an impeachment anyway. Why bother
right.
it? All it's going to do is make Donald Trump into a martyr for the Republicans and drive people to the polls who support him.
So I like to ask this question of you listening to the audience. Do you believe, number one, the House of Representatives will have a vote on impeachment? We talk about it, but let's ask this question. Those of you listening right now, do you believe the House of Representatives, number one, will have a vote on impeachment? And let's have a little fun today. If you believe that Ed, I'm not saying whether it goes in the Senate. Well, listen, we all know that the majority of bills that are being supported by the left aren't going anywhere. The Green New Deal, the issue of maybe reparations they may want to vote on, all some of these other issues dealing with your retirement, dealing with the issue of taxes and guns. But let's have a little fun here today. If you believe, yes or no, do you think they'll bring it up? And tell me why you think they'll bring it up, or you don't think they'll bring it up. I'd like to hear what you have to say, you listening. Number two, if they do have a vote on an impeachment. You say, when do you think, if they do it, when do you think it'll happen?
If they do,
or you don't think they're going to do it?
I think this is what they'll do. I think they'll probably have an impeachment inquiry, which means they're not going to actually go
more investigations,
but get the news coverage to try to make him look bad.
So here's the question I'd like to ask you, you out there listening. If they did have a vote on impeachment, when do you think they will do it? And for those of you that say yes, I mean, I like to hear from you, those that you don't think, that don't think it's going to happen. If you think it will happen, when do you think it will happen, and why, at a certain time level, do you think it will? I'm kind of curious by that, because I'm
the Democrats in Congress cannot be so dumb that they'd put it next to the election day and end up shooting themselves in the foot.
I would agree with you, but, man, I was going to ask more of a tribute.
Nancy Pelosi's smart enough to know that's not the path they want to take if they're trying to win the White House in 2020.
Yeah, that's a key point. Now, Roger just gave you guys a hint of the reason why they may or may not do it. I'm kind of curious if some of you may know what that answer is.
This was perhaps the most on-message moment of Donald Trump's presidency today. We were all wondering whether he would veer from his remarks, go off of his script there, but he stayed on script, stayed on message, and I think rose to the moment. And as he was talking about those men gathered behind him, he described them as being among the greatest Americans who have ever lived.
That's CNN's Jim Acosta praising President Trump on his Normandy speech. The Wall Street Journal came out on Thursday and Friday, said, quote, "Hell has frozen over." That's their quote, not mine.
I wonder if they'll be friends now.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. A couple emails. Here's one from Michael. Tell me Roger's playing the part of being naive. He really thinks that this is going to be a good big move forward because the media praise President Trump. It's kind of like you said, it's Christmas. The day after, they're all get back to fighting. So anyway.
Okay.
831-0600. So we got a lot on the table today. But a question I'd like to ask you this morning. Roger says, hey, this is bipartisanship. This may move the country forward. Do you buy into that because the media praised President Trump for his Normandy speech? Number two, I'd like to ask, I know we all talk about impeachment. God, let's have a little fun this morning. I'd like to hear your analysis on this and other issues of taxing the rich and all of that. Here's the question. Do you believe the Dems will actually vote, not have an inquiry? We already know that. Do you actually think the Democrats would have a vote on impeachment? Yes or no? 831-0600. I'm just kind of curious. I'd like to know what your analysis is. Give me your opinion. That's the question. Yes or no? But tell me why. Do you think they will, or tell me why you don't think they will vote on impeachment? Number two, here's the second part of the question. Or is that my giving you one and A, B, and C? Number one, do you believe they will? Number two, if they will, tell me why. If you don't think they're going to vote on impeachment, tell me why you don't think they will. Number two, if they do it, Roger kind of hinted at this, when do you think they would bring the vote up? I'd like to hear what you think, your analysis. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Your call's up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you're at 95 South near the airport, Pecan Park Road, there's been a crash. We're looking at the traffic cams. Police have arrived, but there's not a lot of backup just yet. Butler Boulevard East at San Pablo. Traffic's heavy there this morning.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
lose. Get a two-pack of My Pillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800 850-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Lots of rain today with thunderstorms and a high of 89. This evening will be partly cloudy and a 1 in 5 chance of rain continuing tonight. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it's 77 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. After the shooting last week in Virginia Beach, more companies are threatening not to do online business with the gun industry. This year, colleges are offering separate graduation ceremonies for different student groups based on identity. And President Trump to announce his 2020 re-election bid in Orlando on June 18th.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
What I've got is a 2-cent wealth tax on the biggest fortunes in this country, the top 0.1%. Anybody who's already made $50 million, the 50 millionth and first dollar, we're going to do 2-cent tax.
2 cents.
They pitch in that 2 cents and 2 cents on every dollar after that. That'll give us enough money to do universal child care for every...
Okay, whatever. She can't tell you how many years she's going to do it over. She can't tell you how many billions it's going to raise. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Before I start off with Rod, 18 minutes after 7 a.m., I'm your host, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Let me throw an interesting curveball at some of you listening today. If we're going to go down the road of raising taxes, I'm not one that supports it. We don't need to. But let's say we're going to go down this road. You know, locally here, gasoline tax is supposed to be used for roads, nationwide as well. Mm-hmm. A sales tax can be used for schools, can also be used for areas for state government or local government to fix certain projects whatsoever. Impact fees to pay for growth. Income taxes are supposed to pay for all other aspects of the federal government. FICA taxes, Social Security, and Medicare. Let me ask this question. Ridiculous, I get it. But I'm already getting emails from the left this morning. So before I start with Rod and start with some of you online right now at 831-0600, if we're going to fund certain things like education nationwide, even though it should be left to the states, if we're going to fund certain other areas too, whatever, should we not just have all a bunch of separate taxes to do it?
I personally would like to have just one taxing authority and then let them split the money up instead of us having to pay a dozen different taxing authorities, federal, state, tolls, this tax for that, property tax for this, sales tax for the other.
Right.
I think it's overwhelming for people.
Yeah, educate me for a second. Where do they come up with these ideas of a certain wealth tax out there? 831-0600. Let's go to Rod. Hey, Rod, good morning. What's going on today?
Yeah, hi. Talking about the supposedly income tax on the wealthy. They're not income taxes on the wealthy. They're income taxes. They're taxes on income, not taxes on wealth. You're attacking high earners. You can have high income without wealth, and you can have high wealth without much income. Let's say a kid assigns a huge contract with a professional league, baseball, basketball, whatever. He's a high income earner. But he might not have much in the way of wealth. So to call these things taxes on the wealthy is an ongoing lie. And it's been perpetrated by both the left and the right. Call it what it is.
All right, hold on, Rod. Now let me have a little fun here. Technically,
sure.
Okay, because you and I get along very well.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this just semantics? What you're bringing up, wealthy super rich, high-income people. I think people kind of know the gist of what's going on. I mean, it's kind of like saying, well, it's called this way or it's called that way. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but to break it down to make it much more simpler, high-income, wealthy, I understand what she's saying out there. Are we just not talking about semantics here?
No, I don't think we are.
You disagree with me.
I'm shaking my head. No, here's the reason. This is what Rod's point is, and correct me if I'm wrong. There are people who make a lot of money, and they generate money new from their jobs or whatever every year. And then there are people who have money in the bank. That's that's two totally different things. Suppose you just got a bunch of...
But the average Joe doesn't follow that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They hear a sound bite.
Right.
And Rod, sometimes, which is unfortunate, we have to break it down in English terms. And most people, I didn't realize that.
Right.
And that's the reason. I understand what she's saying. I don't agree with her. But that's how you make it much more simplistic to the average Joe. That's why I say big progressive liberals, when they throw in socialism, they're like, what's he talking about?
And it sounded to me like Elizabeth Warren was saying, we're going to go after that money you're sitting on, not money that you're making necessarily, but money you already have accumulated. They're going to go and get 2% of that for the rest of your life until it's gone.
Rod, she's coming after your back pocket, brother.
You're in trouble, Rod.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wish I knew. I wish it were that way, but it's not really.
All right, man. Good. I understand where he's coming from, but I have to speak to the person that's listening in the mornings. That understands very generic, simple speak.
Okay.
And I understand what he's saying, but I have to make it much more explainable, and that's why I'm saying, are we not talking about semantics? Well, the wealthy, to the left, they don't care. The elected official doesn't care. If you're sitting on wealth and they can raise a local tax, they don't care whether you're making it or sitting on it. They want to tax it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning. What's happening?
Okay. I wanted to talk about impeachment.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do it, and here's why.
Okay.
When Bill Barr, the attorney general, was giving his testimony, they brought up every single of the worst of the obstruction things in the Mueller investigation, and he said, here's what the reasonable defense would be. So if they impeach and they fail, then that's political suicide for them. But if they hold impeachment out there, for only one more year, that's all they need it for. That's a political asset for them.
Okay, tell me specifically who would be hurt, as you say, political suicide, if they go down the road of an impeachment. Okay, hold on. Impeachment inquiry or impeachment vote? Let me rephrase it that way.
Any of the above.
Okay, and who would be hurt the worst?
There's no case. So who would be hurt the worst would be congressional Democrats. Just like Republicans in 1998, that's what they're looking back at. And so they're looking at this and seeing they don't have a case. They've got an election about a year away. If they wait and just hold it out there, then, you know, we've got this threat of, okay, the next 4 years is going to be the same old, with the impeachment threat. But if they go through with it and they lose, I mean, what else are they going to run on?
That's kind of an interesting point, Mike. Mike, thanks for weighing in this morning on that. He says it's political suicide for Democrats. Well, technically, it's certain Democrats. Who are those certain Democrats? Think about it, folks. Come on, this is not rocket science. Who would, if, and this is what I asked this morning, and I kind of play along. I like to hear your view at 831-0600. If they're going to do this, and I'm not saying they are, but I like to hear what your opinion is. Give me your analysis. Do you think, number one, they will have an impeachment vote in the House, not the Senate side, on the House? Yes, I do. Tell me why. I'd like to hear your view. Tell me why you think they'll have an impeachment vote. No, Ed, they're not going to do it. Like you just heard from Mike. Mike says they're not going to do it. Tell me why you don't think they're going to do it. Number two to that question, if they are going to have an impeachment vote, when would they do it? Would they do it this year or would they do it next year? And tell me why they would or they wouldn't do it this year or why they would do it next year. Okay? And if they do have an impeachment vote, he says it's going to hurt Democrats. What Democrats would it hurt? I kind of have my own opinion on that, but no one cares about mine. I care about yours. 831-0600. 831-0600. Tell me why you think that, they're going to have an impeachment vote, even though we know it's not going to go anywhere in the U.S. Senate. Tell me why you think they'll do it. And tell me when you think they'll do it. Or if they're not going to do it, tell me why. I'd like to hear your opinion. 831-0600-904. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Out near the airport, I-95 going south, there's been a crash. We're counting at least three cars involved, police and a road ranger on the scene. At I-10 east at 95, a broken down car. And if you're at 295 north beginning at 9B, it's heavy up to Bay Meadows Road.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is now offering CBD oil. If you haven't learned about the benefits of CBD oil, well, now is the time. Numerous medical studies have shown that CBD oil reduces nausea, eases inflammation, suppresses seizure activity, combats depression, and much more. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Fresh, all-natural foods, name-brand vitamins and supplements, and now they're stocking CBD oil. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Eat healthy. Live healthy. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Heavy rain with thunderstorms expected this afternoon. When the sun is out, we'll have a high of around 89 degrees. And this evening, partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain. Our low tonight should drop to 75. Right now, 77 here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
A lot of emails coming in this morning on the question we ask about whether or not, again, do you believe they will have a vote to impeach President Trump? Do you think the House Democrats will do it? Yes or no? Well, then my follow-up question to you is, if no, then why not? If yes, then why? And then, if they wanted to do it, because, you know, it's all politically motivated, when do you think they, if for those of you that believe they will try to have a vote, when do you think they would do it? Do you think it'll happen this year or next year? And tell me why that is. Oh, here's a third question. If some of you believe it's going to hurt the Democrats, what Democrats will it hurt? 831-0600, 904-831-0600, email address, ed at wbob.com, ed at WBOB.com.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Well, that's our news. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. U.S. and Mexican officials say they are making progress in their talks to avert the 5% tariffs on Mexican goods that President Trump has threatened to impose on Monday, but work still needs to be done. So far, Mexico has offered to send 6,000 members of its National Guard to secure its southern border with Guatemala. A major flip-flop for Joe Biden after strong criticism from most of his 2020 Democratic rivals. The front runner for the Democrats says he no longer supports the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal funding of abortion. Missouri's Secretary of State has rejected a call for a referendum on that state's tough new abortion ban. John Ashcroft says there are limits to the public's right to a referendum, opponents plan an appeal. And the St. Louis Blues are now only one game away from their first Stanley Cup championship, beating the Bruins last night 2-1. This is SRN News.
This morning at I-95 South near the airport, there has been a crash and several cars are involved. Now on the right emergency lane, police on the scene, 295 North from State Road 9B to Bay Meadows. We're seeing heavy traffic. There's about a 4 in 5 chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 89 this evening, partly cloudy. A 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight with a low of 75. Currently it is 77 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Fed officials are hinting that if the economy slows down, an interest rate cut could be on the table. President Trump to announce his 2020 re-election bid in Orlando on June the 18th. And Politico.com reports that there may be a split between Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats on impeachment.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
32 minutes after 7 a.m. I'm your host, Ed Dean. This is the mornings right here, all the way with you to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio WBOB. Coming up a week from tomorrow, Roger and myself will be at the Tools for a Time. Explain what Tools for a Time is. That some show? No. Roger, explain to the
Tools
audience.
Tools for a Time is a retail outlet that specializes in lawn equipment. So if you
and boating equipment, too?
Boating equipment as well. It's also a repair shop. People get their lawnmowers fixed. You know, a lot of professional landscapers use them as well. It's right before Father's Day. There's going to be a big race we call the Mo's 500. And dads all over the area can sign up on our website, WBOB.com, to compete to win a riding lawnmower. And, of course, the dad who comes in first on the obstacle course that's set up takes it home with them.
And we're up to almost a couple of hundred that have signed up.
Yeah, it's going to be a great family fun day. A kid zone with bounce houses. Sonny's Barbecue is going to be catering.
By the way, we're hanging out. Actually, Roger and I want to do the show from a bounce house. But if you have Sonny's Barbecue, don't bother bouncing around. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. But if you want to compete, you want to race, you have to sign up at our website.
Right. And we're going to be out there taking pictures. We're going to put them on the WBOB Facebook page and on the website. And again, one of those expensive lawnmower jobbies you see out there, you have a chance to win it. It is free. There is no cost whatsoever for the event.
Absolutely. Even the food is free. So come out and have a great time with us the day before Father's Day.
But as Roger has said before all week, you can't show. I mean, you can show up if you want pictures. You cannot show up to enter to win because they're giving away other lawnmowers besides that one as well. But you got to do it through the website, WBOB.com. WBOB.com, as Roger points out, to make a great Father's Day gift. Ladies, you're looking for a gift for your husband along with the kids to combine it together. Why not do it? We're taking care of everything.
Exactly. And a whole lot of family fun, making memories and getting a chance to see Dad race on that riding lawnmower. Memories that you just can't take away.
All right. Let's continue on with the news. I'm your host, Ed Dean. Every day I get a daily news brief from some of the companies that we do business with, Roger, and one of them sent me an email of, you know, President Trump's Normandy speech. It was a good speech out there. I've also heard the ones from Reagan. But the Normandy speech, quote, from the Wall Street Journal, hell has frozen over. That's their quote, not mine, because now the media, which does not like President Trump, actually is applauding President Trump for his Normandy Day speech, the 75th landing of the D-Day landing with the Allied forces. In fact, are you ready for this? Jim Acosta. How about Jim? Woof. All these Trump supporters out here yelling CNN sucks and blah, blah, blah. And I feel that, you know, ever since Trump became president, the lives and the risk of lives by reporters are higher than ever, whatever. Listen to what Acosta said about President Trump.
This was perhaps the most on-message moment of Donald Trump's presidency today. We were all wondering whether he would veer from his remarks, go off of his script there, but he stayed on script, stayed on message, and I think rose to the moment.
Wow.
And as he was talking about those men gathered behind him, he described them as being among the greatest Americans who have ever lived. I mean, that could not be more of a fact check true. If we could have found one. And it really was one of those moments that I think Donald Trump needed to rise to in order to I think, walk away from this cemetery, walk away from this hallowed ground, and have, you know, people back at home saying, you know what, no matter what I think about the current president of the United States, he said the right
thing. So Roger thinks that this is Roger, is this going to go down in a day of infamy? That this could be the beginning of a love fest between the media and President Trump.
Aren't you encouraged, though, that at least, you know, there's some coming together, common ground, and, you know, putting aside the differences and, you know, say, you know, this is good for America and the world, that they can come together at this point? And
Acosta
was the guy who was banned by the White House press office. He was kicked out. And to see him come together, compliment the president, maybe the president will, you know, kind of reciprocate.
Wait.
They can start getting along better.
Oh, hold on. To those of you listening, you think Roger's putting you up a facade. You actually believe this?
Yes. Yes. I honestly believe that we can put aside our differences and come together as one country and be unified for once.
Oh, boy.
His questions, judge for yourself.
Things why up. Why are the cameras off, Josh? Why did you turn them off? Can you just give us an answer to that? Can you tell us why you turned the cameras off? Why are they off, Josh?
It's a legitimate question.
You are a taxpayer spokesman for the United States government. Can you at least give us an explanation as to why the cameras are off?
Sean Spicer has refused to take questions from CNN.
I mean, this has just been notorious out there. Listen, Jim Acosta cracks me up. And so, I don't think this is the beginning of a relationship. You honestly think that?
Let's just see what happens. I'm hoping it will.
Oh, boy. Russia. Probe. Dossier. How it all started. Remember the last couple of years? Trump's going to jail. Well, guess what? One of those guys that's been advocating that is former retired CIA analyst who's also a commentator on CNN, Phil Mudd. How many of y'all know Phil Mudd? Oh, the president's going to jail. Well, guess what? The inspector general sooner or later is going to come out with his own report. The attorney general, Bill Barr, says, oh, we want to find out let's investigate the investigators. Phil Mudd, does he have a change of heart? He says, hey, things may get ugly for the Democrats if we go down this road, and it may start getting ugly. Christopher Steele about the dossier.
There's one other issue nobody talks about, Don, that's important here, and that is, eventually, the FBI and the Department of Justice are going to conclude the investigations to how this investigation itself was initiated.
Right.
I'm going to predict to you that is going to go ugly early. In other words, the Democrats have a clock ticking. If they can't get things underway before the Department of Justice says, here's our report on how the investigation was initiated, they're in trouble because the Department of Justice, I'm going to tell you, is going to say, when this thing got started about the Trump campaign, it was pretty ugly. And
you know what's kind of it reminds me of? You have investigators, major crime investigators in your town, Roger, that will investigate murders or other maybe robberies. And then if something goes south, Roger, who investigates them when there's a complaint? Internal Affairs.
Internal Affairs,
so
exactly.
Is this probably the same type of analysis here?
It's the police officer's police department.
All right.
And we're off to the races. The White House will have some real ammo. I'm going to bet a paycheck that when Steele gets in front of investigators and they say, how can you confirm to us that the information you acquired in that dossier is true, that he's not going to be able to answer whether he had a second or third source.
But was
correct. But they're going to say, did you confirm that your stuff is true? And I bet he's going to say no.
Ah, so now it seems like there's a difference of opinion by those on the left when it comes to the issue of whether or not that the information that they proclaimed was true for all these years is the right way to go. Colleges throughout the country, big name colleges, are now they all promote political correctness, mm-hmm. and we need to have more inclusiveness out there. Well, are you guys ready for this?
Desegregate.
Yeah, desegregate. That's the correct word. Well, not anymore. According to Breitbart.com, Virginia Tech, among other colleges, but let's focus on Virginia Tech. Many of you know colleges recently had a lot of the graduation ceremonies. Virginia Tech is offering 10 separate graduation ceremonies this year based on sexual orientation and the gender, also identity, politics. You ready for this? In May, the university held separate ceremonies for Asian, Black, Latino, Muslim, and LGBT students. College Fix, the group, reported that Virginia Tech is one of the many universities that are having these separate areas as well. And in fact, Virginia Tech is also having a lavender ceremony for students that are graduating to recognize their achievement. Remember, Martha McCallum said that, as also many of these colleges, when they want to talk about how they need to be more integrated and to have more inclusiveness because Trump has separated everybody. Guess what? The colleges don't want the opinions of other certain identity or racial areas of other class. For example, Blacks want to talk about those that we need to have more inclusiveness. Let's just don't bring any of those of any of the color into our meetings there.
Wake Forest.
Rutgers University taking a controversial approach to address recent racial tensions on campus. College Fix reports the university is hosting segregated listening sessions on inclusion for faculty and staff of color. In a statement to Fox News, the university explained in part, quote, in light of recent requests made by students, college faculty and staff of color were invited to share their experiences, concerns, and recommendations. While this story singles out Wake Forest, many universities and colleges are holding similar forms.
It is both. It is both colleges. In fact, many other colleges as well are adopting these policies. So I'm pretty much confused here. Not really. But if those, not all, just some of those in the black community, the leaders of that, and that doesn't represent all of those in the black community. The question is, as we talk about, we fight for civil rights. We want desegregation out there. We want to integrate everything out there. Let me ask you, then why would you segregate college graduations?
I would hope, Ed, that at this particular in these universities, if there's a, quote, blacks graduation, that the welcome mat is held out to every other group.
Yeah.
If it's not, I would be very
disappointed. Can you imagine if Bethune-Cookman College out of Daytona Beach had a separate night for those in the white community, the Jewish community, the Asian. Oh, and by the way, everybody can show up on a different night when it comes to those in black. It would be stupid for them to do that.
It would. And in fact, Morehouse College in Atlanta, that they had a white valedictorian, historically black college. It, you know, even though it's historically black, white students can enroll, and they do.
I mean, what's up next? Those that want to contribute to the NAACP from a white community, they can no longer do it? I mean, I know I'm being a little facetious out here, but if we're supposed to be talking about desegregating everything, we want to include everybody, then why would this is segregation? Is it not in some ways?
I guess you could say it is, yeah.
You know, it kind of, let me ask this other question. Those of you out there listening, if we want to be more desegregated and among our politics, why don't we just get rid of single-member districts? Not talking about congressional districts.
Right.
Why don't we get rid of single-member districts for a city council in Orlando or Jacksonville? Why don't we get rid of so many county commissions or school board? I mean, if your vote impedes and impacts on all other communities inside that county, I mean, is the attitude, well, somebody from a Jewish community has to be Jewish. Somebody from a white community can only be white. Somebody from a black community cannot be representative of somebody from the white community.
Yeah, yeah. I would, gosh, you know, we really need to get past.
I mean, come on. I mean, we're still living these days.
You know, judge people by the content of their character. Now, I do get the fact that you want to have someone who lives in the neighborhood, you know, to represent that.
But I would agree with that.
But if you've got a white person who, you know, likes living in the high-density black area, God bless them.
Hey, it just shows, isn't it more of a credibility factor when you show that, hey, it doesn't matter what your skin color is, if a white person can win in the black community, which has happened many times, and the vice versa, I mean, come on, that's bragging rights. Coming up next, climate change is also dealing with racism. Wait till I play this clip. By the way, this is from the Alexandria Cortez crowd. All of this, yeah, it's economic and racial justice. And by the way, climate change affects black people more than any other group out there. That's what they say. I got the clip coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600. So here's my question. Do we need to have segregated political events going on out there? Is that what we really need to do? If you want to have a graduation ceremony, should those in the LGBT community, Asians, blacks, should we just not integrate? I mean, let's have them all inclusive, or should we separate them? Yes or no? Number two, what about districts that represent a black community or a white community? Should it be only represented by those from the black community? What about a Jewish community? What if an Asian wanted to run in the Jewish community? Should they be not allowed because they're not Jewish? My question to you, 831-0600, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On the East Beltway, I-295 South from Atlantic Boulevard to Monument, there's backup, and 295 North, beginning at 9B to Bay Meadows Road, heavy traffic there.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, June 8th, at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Columbus Lions at Bi-Star Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I'm not sure the Word of God is received or believed as it should be today. I certainly have my opinion. But I do know this, that there is nothing more important in the world today than for a clear, well-defined, scriptural declaration of the gospel, particularly the gospel of the grace of God. But what about the gospel? See, we have a responsibility as believers to support those efforts that are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hope as you reflect on your stewardship that you would reflect on the proclamation of the gospel.
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered if there's a diamond cutter known as the best in the world, the answer is yes, there is. And it's Hearts on Fire, who have the world's most perfectly cut diamond, and we have them at Underwoods. When anybody comes in and looks at one of these diamonds, the first thing they say is, "Wow!" That's because these diamonds are cut for absolute maximum beauty and are really worth seeing, so you have an idea of how good a diamond can really look. They have perfect polish, perfect symmetry, perfect proportions, and perfect light performance, and are backed with an American Gem Society diamond quality document. Now, not every diamond could be a Hearts on Fire diamond, because only certain rough diamonds in the hands of the most skilled cutters working in state-of-the-art cutting facilities can cut these. In fact, only 200 diamond cutters out of the 1 million people employed in the diamond cutting trade are skilled enough to cut a Hearts on Fire diamond. And they're available at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Imagine your dad high atop a burly, gravely riding lawnmower, deftly navigating through a fun course at the Father Mo's Best 500, Saturday, June 15th at Tools for a Time. Your dad in control of the ultimate mowing machine. He could also win that fabulous machine. Get him signed up to drive in the Father Mo's Best 500 at WBOB.com.
Lots of rain and thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and a high of 89. This evening, partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of showers continuing. 75 the low, and currently it is 77 at WBOB.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. This year, colleges are offering separate graduation ceremonies for different student groups based on identity. President Trump to announce his 2020 re-election bid in Orlando on June the 18th. And after the shooting last week in Virginia Beach, more companies are threatening not to do online business with the gun industry.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So one of the questions we have on the table today, a lot of people have been weighing in. Everybody, I know, I get bored with impeachment conversation. Trust me. So let me revamp it today. A couple questions I like to ask you. Let's play along with this. I have my answers, but I don't want to give them out. I'd like to hear what you have to say at 904-831-0600. We're not talking impeachment inquiry. And again, this is the reality world is we all know the U.S. Senate is not going to go along with the impeachment. They're not going to vote. I mean, if they vote on it, it's going to fail. But let's forget about impeachment inquiries. Do you believe, and I want to hear, and when those of you that have been emailing me, I like to hear you on the air, 831-0600. Do you believe they will, in the House side, they will have an impeachment vote? No, Ed, I don't. Tell me why you don't think they will. No, yes, Ed, I think they will have it. Tell me why. Just give me what you think. No or yay, if you don't think it's going to happen, then I want to hear your explanations. Number two. If they're going to do it, when do you think, based on politics, all right? That's the key word. Based on politics, when do you think, if they're going to do it, and you think they are, will they do it this year or next year? And for those of you that believe that they are going to do it, I also like to hear your explanation of why you think they'll do it, but also, when will they do it? Well, Ed, I think they're going to do it this year. Why? Why would they do it this year? Why not wait till next year? Or why maybe just say back and say, we're not going to do this year at all. Or why should we wait to next year and do it this year? So I'd like to hear, well, tell me why. I'm just kind of curious. 831-0600, 831-0600. Former Labor Secretary under Bill Clinton, Robert Reich. One of the biggest promoters of universal basic income, which means you get like $1,000 a month. And it's your money. it's amazing. It's your money from the government. You should be able to do whatever you want with it. But then again, if you make it through the private sector, the government needs a little bit of their hands in it as well.
Government has to do three basic things. Regulate corporations, provide social insurance against unforeseen hardship, and support public investments.
So that's the three basic things, according to his view, that's the role of government.
Mm. Make sure you have a little money coming in that someone else has worked for.
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
Socialism at every initiative designed to help most Americans. Government has to do three basic things. Regulate corporations, provide social insurance against unforeseen hardship, and support public investments. Mm. All of these require that we pool our resources for the common good.
So that's the three basic things. Probably the three most important things. Oh, wait, what about
that? That almost sounds like the Communist Manifesto. But maybe not.
You know, somebody's emailing me. I don't use the word communist too much, but what is the difference?
Are you talking pool your resources for the common good?
Yeah, what's the difference between that book and the Democrat Party platform? I just thought I'd ask that. I can get in trouble for saying that. But what I'm getting at, the national defense, maybe to put more money in people's back pocket out there?
Regardless of whether this is called democratic socialism or enlightened capitalism.
I like that word, enlightened.
Enlightened.
Capitalism.
All are necessary for a decent society. We can and must do more.
Ah!
So don't let them scare you with words like socialism.
We must and we can do more, Obi-Wan. You're the only one for our hope out there. Speaking about doing more, are you guys ready for this? The AOC, Alexandria Cortez, would she be called the queen? Well, it depends on who's the king. But whoever they might be, the idea of the new Green Deal, one of the groups out there promoting it, New Consensus, was on MSNBC. Listen to this, folks. According to the policy director, Rihanna Gunn-Wright, she says climate change is a health issue. And if the temperature goes up by 1.5, maybe 2 degrees, we are going to have what equals 25 Jewish Holocaust take place in this country.
Climate change is one of the main drivers of our public health. So the difference between, say, 1.5 degrees of warming, which is the least that folks think that we can get to two, you're talking about 150 million deaths. That's 25 Holocausts, right?
Can you show me in the past history? I mean, you know, they always say, can you show me future prospects? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
What's my rate of return? You can't guarantee it, but let me show you past
results.
Can you show me past results where millions have died from, and not the dinosaurs either, where millions have died
that's a good point.
From climate change?
Apparently the dinosaurs didn't even die from climate change. It was an asteroid that hit the Yucatan Peninsula.
There's more of the clip.
So how is that not a health issue? How is that not about health care, right? You're talking about immigration. Climate change is going to bring hundreds of millions of climate migrants, of climate refugees, both from outside the U.S. and inside the U.S. as you see people move. So even the issues that you outline, all of them are affected by climate change. And how you decide to deal with climate is how you decide to deal with all of these.
Now, as I said earlier, technically she is correct. Climate change does have an impact of people and how they go from one place to the other. It's called snowbirds.
Yeah. And we see a lot of them here in Florida. Welcome to the Sunshine State.
54 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you are on I-295 on the East Beltway going south, there's slowdown around Monument Road. Butler Boulevard at San Pablo, heavy traffic there, and 295 north from Bay Meadows, from starting at 9B to Bay Meadows. We're seeing backup this morning.
I'm Lou Dimes. May jobs report today. Some younger workers not happy with a graying workforce. Those stories and more next.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at Lone Star Transfer. LoneStarTransfer.com.
More data on the economy with the release of the May jobs report. Despite trade tensions and slowing global growth, the job market remains sturdy. Unemployment at 3.6%, its lowest point in a half century. The current economic expansion to become the longest on record, dating back to 1854. Long-term mortgage interest rates down for a sixth consecutive week. The key 30-year loan average running below 4%, the lowest point since September of 2017. Declining rates, a boon to potential home buyers. As more older Americans are foregoing the concept of a traditional retirement at the age of 65, a new poll finds workers under 50 are more likely to view America's aging workforce as a negative development. Easy there, young fella. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boater's insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Here's a strong chance of heavy thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 89. This evening, partly cloudy, a low of 75. Right now, 77 here at WBOB.
All right, so a lot of emails coming in. I asked a lot of questions, but one of the big ones, I've never heard anybody ask this yet. That's why I always ask on both sides. Number one, do you think there's going to be an impeachment? Will there be an impeachment vote, yes or no? Tell me why there will be. Tell me why there won't be. Number two, if there's going to be an impeachment vote, I'd like to hear you explain it to me. When will it happen? Happen this year or next year? And tell me why do you think if it will happen or it won't happen next year or this year? Let's go to Doc. Hey, Doc, good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Well, since the liberal leaders have absolutely nothing to run on, they will go for impeachment, but it will be next year. The reason why, they're going to do basically their October surprise and say they have something because they understand. Is it true or did you hear it on CNN? I saw a video of a guy going nuts trying to beat up like 8 Trump supporters simply because he was beguiled. He was tricked. I mean, he thinks Trump is the enemy of black people.
Yeah, I saw that video. Came online. So Doc says, you know what? I never thought about that one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would agree with that, but I like what Doc says. Doc goes, it'll be the October surprise in 2020. So it opens a good, if we're going to do it, and I don't know if they're going to do it or not. I have my own view, but I'd like to hear yours at 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Do you think they actually will have an impeachment vote on the House side politically? Yes or no? Tell me why they won't do it. Tell me why you think they will do it. And do you think it'll happen this year or next year? And tell me why do you think it will happen to you this year or next year? Give me your review. I'd like to hear your opinion, your analysis this morning. 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio WBOB.